Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Wayne Madsen coming up about the false flag situation with the South Korean ship. Key information on that. I'm interspersed news throughout the rest of the broadcast. Jonathan, Kathy, Ann, Mark, Ronaldo, Jonathan, Jake, Jose, Kevin, I'm going to all of you. Adam is up first. Adam, where are you calling from?
From Vancouver, Canada.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know what you think about connecting the dots between the state bank movement, which has proposed a financial model for government that eliminates taxation, and what Walter Burian is saying, which seems to me that the infrastructure and even the assets are already in place to make this possible.
Well, the globalists have always known this, that when Kennedy cut taxes by 50%, tax receipts within 12 months doubled. They knew when they raised taxes in California, it'd go belly up. They're like, gee, this screwed things up worse. Now they go bankrupt into the bankers' hands even more. But absolutely, we've got such a technological system. We're so productive. We could all be living like kings if we didn't have these oligopolies and these megacorporations through government consolidating power. And absolutely, we need a state bank model. Absolutely, it integrates into Walter Burian and the comprehensive annual financial reports. They've taken our wealth through taxes, invested it in their companies to conquer us financially.
Well, I was going to plug in then for Dr. Fareed Kavari, who's running for governor in Florida. His site is zerocosteconomy.com, where he outlines out his plan. And I just think that what he's proposing it is possible, but I don't think he fully realizes that the assets are in place to just do it tomorrow.
I know that's what's so sickening about this. We could do anything, but we have a bunch of Madoff. I'm like, literally, Bernie Madoff founded the NASDAQ. He's one of the, they're all a bunch of Madoff crooks, but we can't arrest them. No, we got to let them set up FEMA camps. We got to let them brainwash the cops. We got to let them ship opium in. We've just got to worship government, do whatever government says, and just lick their boots up and down. I'm sick of it, Jonathan. That was Adam. Excuse me. Jonathan's next. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I was the one who brought you to your attention that the opium video that you was playing earlier. Well, I have a new video for you, plus several key articles that be.
Well, all I can say is well done, Lord Vader. Please give me the information.
Okay, the video is called What Causes Cancer? It's a question mark. It's by MoxNews.com. I mean, it's the channel MoxNews.com on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know that? Well, look under their channel and you'll find what causes cancer. And CBS News admits that what causes cancer is from the plastics and from your water. So they tell you have to filter water if you don't want to get cancer.
That's what's incredible. One CBS says mercury is good for your brain, and the other, wow, so it's called What Causes Cancer? And it's the Mox News on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in Mox News, and then what causes cancer. Well, that's incredible news. We'll get that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But they know that the fluoride causes cancer. They know. And I don't mean causes cancer like smoking Marlboro Reds. Yeah, you do that 30 years, you're going to probably get lung cancer. I mean, this is like guaranteed devastating to screw you up fast and to make you dumber than a box of rocks. And that's why most people, mainline people, you know, I've been noticing a lot of rural people wake up faster than city folks, and it's because I'll check, and I've even tried to scan through and look at the addresses and kind of create little maps. A lot of rural people haven't been on fluoride their whole lives, and so they're able to even understand. But people inside cities who grew up on paint chips and fluoride, and pesticides. Hell, I mean, they can't even count to five. They can't tie their shoelaces. All they can do is worship government and bow down to black ski mask. And, I appreciate your call. What were the other points, Jonathan?
Well, come back.
Well, I got to get to the other callers. Just, we ought to give you,
okay.
Send it to show tips because you've always got great tips. Send it right now. You're the best. We'll be back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your calls. Kathy, Annie, Mark, Rolando, Jonathan, Jake, Kevin, Joe, many others that are holding. Also, on this Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, former New York Times editor and Pulitzer Prize winner has gone public in the American Conservative newspaper magazine that for 2 years they were not allowed to basically publish the conclusive government findings of a cover-up from Nixon on of at least thousands of U.S. POWs. And this is all confirmed, that they knew they were in Vietnam and left them because they didn't want to have to pay for them from the North Vietnamese. And, of course, it goes back further than that. It's been a U.S. policy since World War II. 21,000-plus U.S. troops were in Nazi camps who'd been captured by the Germans. And when Stalin took over those areas, the U.S. just said, keep them. It's a gift from us, slave labor. We'll just wave an American flag in front of the American people if they ask where their daddy is. And they'll say, I don't care about daddy. I worship government. That's what supporting the troops is being a mindless idiot. I support the world government. I support the banker bailouts. I support being a schmuck. I'm sorry. I'm just really getting angry here today. See, I'm not patriotic because I don't want to leave our troops in foreign countries. I'm not patriotic because I don't want them growing heroin in Afghanistan. All right, I'm going to settle down. It's just when the Washington Post came out and admitted, they quoted the CIA, yeah, we make fake Bin Laden videos to scare you. I mean, it's just a new level. They're making me passe. You don't even need Alex Jones to tell you this stuff anymore. They're just in your face. Yeah, we're setting up a world government, but kooks think it's real. And then now there's a third blown oil leak where this stuff has, like, gotten into the honeycomb of the undersea strata of the crust and is just coming up out of the seafloor everywhere. Again, government can't fix it, though, but I bet government can come take your guns. I bet government can teach your kids not to trust you. I bet government can mandate a Gardasil shot that'll brain damage your daughter or maybe kill her, like the press has reported it's done. And I bet the government can just kind of have it in the back of the news. Oh, well, people are dying from this, but, you know, don't get upset. Only kooks get upset. Look at this article. Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Times of London. Three German-built Israeli submarines equipped with nuclear cruise missiles are to be deployed in the Gulf near the Iranian coastline. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, then see, that's manly. Oh, let's see, parking lot. I want to breathe that stuff when it blows around in the jet stream. Yeah, we're the good guys. Nuke the Iraners. Nuke the Arabs. Of course, they're not even Arab. They're Persian. Yeah, we've only overthrown them three times for no reason. They had a pro-U.S. guy over there, but the British wanted all the oil, so we staged terror attacks. But you don't know about Mossadegh. You don't know about 53. You don't know anything. You think the globalists want to nuke Iran, but they're going to let you keep your pension fund, right? The government likes you. They'll kill a million Iraqis for some oil and weapon sales, but they're not going to take your pension. Oh, the government's not going to take your rights. It's run by nice people. Uh-huh. Well, just get, oh, and now there's suddenly, I've got all these stacks of news here where suddenly it's all over the news that, okay, there are death panels. Okay, there is rationing. And suddenly the Democrats, Kathleen Sebelius, I've got the press conference. They say, is this rationing? You know, quoting the head of your group saying that we will ration with our eyes open instead of our eyes closed. She goes, yes, that is what it means. We are going to ration. Nyeh. The government is your God. They're not going to stop there, folks. You're going to live like they do in North Korea and Mexico. Because just as Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you put up with. And you better get angry. People like, this guy gets angry. Yeah, yeah. I get angry about things that matter, folks, because I'm red-blooded. Israel stations nuclear missiles off Iran, threatening to use them. And they're threatening to attack not just Iran, but Syria. And Lebanon. If anyone attacks them in any way. Yeah, somebody shoots a fake missile over. And again, I, as an American, I'm not allowed because I better not criticize nuclear war. I better say, well, that's patriotic. Start the nuclear war immediately. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Netanyahu. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, to White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Yes, we have to have nuclear war immediately. Israel rejects call to join anti-nuclear treaty. Oh, no, they're the only one above the world government rules. They don't have to follow any of those. And they can arrest illegal aliens all day there, but, oh, then the Israel lobby's always lobbying for open borders here. I don't like that, but I'm supposed to shut up, though. Oh, look, Israel rejects new drive to ban nukes from Mideast. Starving and deluded, yet North Korea is ready for war. I better go to your calls. It's just the whole world is hurtling down a rat hole. Then I've got all this financial news as Europe is imploding. U.S. stocks, oil, euro tumble. Dow ends worst since 1940. And if you count inflation, it's even worse than that. That's Bloomberg. Just you like globalism? You like the New World Order? New home sales set to plunge in former bubble markets. Bloomberg. Oh, it's only going to get worse. But every day they tell you it's getting better. It's getting better. Lying to you like you're an idiot. Kathy in New Orleans, you're on the air.
Hey, Kathy was my girlfriend, kind enough to do the phone work for me while I was maneuvering out of the French Quarter. We just came from a protest there about the BP rally, and you just thought you were at a Copenhagen summit. They're all screaming that it's climate change and we all need to go green and stop drilling. It was the most pathetic thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, more and more, I think they staged it, and a lot of people are saying that. I think they blew it. And as a pretext to get their carbon taxes, which are tens of trillions, and to re-kick their entire program. I can't prove that, but I've had big Republican strategists on and others who study these people, and we know that they had a slow response on purpose because the more oil is in the Gulf, the more power and control they get.
Absolutely, and to make it worse, yesterday when Obama was in Grand Isle, they bust down four school buses full of hired people, and they had these white painter's outfits on. And what you saw on the Katie Couric CBS News, it seemed like that BP was, going strong on the cleanup when it was just a staged, dog and pony show.
Well, that's why it's all over the news that anybody tries to show the coastline, they're arrested. And because BP is now our lord, and there's no First Amendment down there. What do you think you are, an American? This is Soviet, Russia, 1950. You're not allowed to have cameras, scum. You're allowed to work and pay the government because the government gave birth to you. So are people upset in Louisiana?
They're grown Cajun men who are the hardest workers are literally crying. I think mission is just about accomplished as far as wiping out all the fishermen and all the people that Grand Isle, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's usually just hopping, people with boats, everything. It's the only thing you see now is military vehicles, and they're the only people eating. And it's pathetic when you look at the camps, and the only people that are renting the camps are Homeland Security, National Guard.
Now, how bad is the oil?
The oil is... it's getting into many places. I've had a friend of mine tell me that she's beginning to get sick. I'm convinced that there's genocide going on down there. the people that are cleaning it up, literally by hand with mops and sponges, never mind any big barges or ocean-going barges or anything like that. There's just people by hand in little boats, and they're getting sick. And they have these mobile, you know, medical stations. They go and they give them a little something, they stick them right back in.
Right.
And they're just spraying Corexit everywhere, and they will not heed the fact that Corexit is the same toxicity as formaldehyde.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're using a bunch of deadly chemicals. Crude oil won't make you sick unless you drink it. You smear it all over you, and it's biodegradable. But then, so they're bringing in thousands of tons of deadly chemical, mixing it in. But again, that way a big globalist company gets a bunch of tax money. See, because you never let a good crisis go to waste, like Rahm Emanuel told us. Okay, thank you. I appreciate the call. I'm going to try to hurry through your call straight ahead. Wayne Madsen on the North Korea situation coming up.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I want my children. I want my children to grow up free. I am angry about somebody raising my taxes, taking my liberties, destroying my freedoms. Why do you think America had so much wealth and power? Because we had the most freedom. Freedom produces wealth. Now you notice, as we lose freedom, we lose wealth. You put two and two together yet, folks? And I got all these bizarre stories. Here's one out of AP. It's also in Raw Story. Energy expert nuking oil leak, only thing we can do. That's a lot worse than crude oil. The chemicals they're using to disperse it is much worse. Crude oil is not that big a deal, folks. When you're dealing with hundreds of trillions of gallons of salt water versus millions of gallons of oil. Oh, man. And by the way, for those that don't know, oil naturally comes up from the seafloor and from regular land all the time. I'm not saying this isn't a big deal. I'm just pointing out the government response will make it worse, as it always does. Katrina wouldn't bring food and water, wouldn't let people leave out over the bridge, came and took guns. That's what the government wants. That's the precedence it once set. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I mean, here's the Times of London. Greece urged to give up euro by England. I mean, the whole world system is collapsing, and I turn on the news, and I'm hearing about Lindsay Lohan. Folks, Lindsay Lohan doesn't matter, okay? You've been taught to only care about idiocy. All right, I'm going to go to calls. Annie in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. A couple of things. With Lieberman's Terrorism Expatriation Act, I mean, anyone suspected of being a terrorist, well, how about we turn this on them? I mean, I suspect the Clintons big time. I suspect Lieberman and Kerry and Cheney and the Bushes and Emanuel and Obama. Why can't we use this on them?
Well, I know this. It is treason to have the federal government releasing illegal aliens when they catch him, not picking them up when sheriffs. I mean, it was in the Houston Chronicle a few years ago that over 200,000 illegals had been released from South Texas jails, including Houston, in the year before. Because the feds wouldn't come pick them up. And the article said arson, armed robbery, rape. If you're an illegal alien in America, folks, you are a god. Because the government is criminal. It wants the maximum number of foreigners here to bankrupt the cities, bankrupt the counties and the states, so the feds can come flapping into the rescue to take control. This is an economic weapon. And so it's treason. And the North American Union is treason. And all of this is treason. And our government run giving trillions to these banks, and the banks won't tell Congress where it went arrogantly. I mean, in this film, Fall the Republic, in Obama Deception, in both my films I made last year, I have the congressional hearings where they say, where did this trillion go? Where did that trillion go? And Bernanke and Geithner and Paulson say, I'm not telling you. I appreciate your call, Annie. And then I've got to have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and Chris Matthews and CNN saying I'm a delusional extremist because I believe there's a world government. Go Google world government in Google News. There's hundreds of articles a day announcing world government, but saying it's good. They're stalling you, folks. They sit there and talk to you like you're morons. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm getting fired up just like you and trying to do things. And I think that I think that the people down there in Mexico, I think that they want to know the same way to destroy these banker people and these people that have, I mean, I live here in San Antonio, Texas, and I want to say some good things about people. I had a fellow the other day, I was getting things done. I worked long weeks, and on certain days I have time to go and do all my errands. And I left my card at the gym, and I didn't have money to get some things to pick up some good water, so I didn't have to drink this flood water. And this guy did not speak English. He gave me the money for me watching me talk to the person at the counter. So the people want to do what's right, but we're
– No, let me say this. I always talk about Latin America because that's the majority, okay? They're the salt of the earth, just like humans are all good people on average, okay? The issue here is they had a rotten foundation. They had the Aztecs, and then they were colonial. They never had freedom. They've never had real independence. Okay? America's never been perfect, but compared to Mexico, we had a strong foundation. And so that's why it's so torn up, Mark. But go ahead.
Well, I have a friend of mine I've spoken with several times, and he's now in Canada. He's a Border Patrol fellow, and all the corruption that goes on in that, it's amazing how much that goes
how
on.
How much money and drugs they take. Absolutely. Look, you see these customs officers living in $500,000, million-dollar houses. There's no way they can pay for it. I'd have to say half the cops in senior positions are on the take. More like 10% if you look at the studies. Well, I mean, here's an example. In the 70s, they had to fire 76% of NYPD detectives because they were on the take. They were, you know, with the whores, the drugs, the money, and it's a culture of corruption. But go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just one. I'm not going to be afraid anymore because I'm trying to just lean on, instead of doing my thing, I'm trying to lean on the perfect things of God. I'm trying to learn and read what he says and just do that and realize that there's more than I can imagine that will happen good because he's in control of it all. You said that, and well, I respect the people that have stuck with just praying and doing things each day that we can do. And I don't know. I don't have any answers. I just wish that we could put these banker folks, it just somehow, God's word somewhere in there. I'm not quoting things. I don't like to be preacherous because I don't believe in all that stuff.
But if we'll seek God's face and repent, he'll heal our land. I appreciate your call. But if you repent, then you'll won't be able to control yourself to stand up against evil, and then that will heal your land. Look, I promised to myself every day lately I'm going to come in and do a calm radio show because the last few months I've been doing pretty calm radio. People were marveling at it. And you know what? It's entertaining. It's interesting to have me yell and scream. But it's better when I actually go over all the news and the subtle nuances and really educate people. But I physically, I'll be honest with you, I threw a microphone, a $2,000 microphone up against the wall, you know, in my own studio last week because I'm just mad. Folks, but you're supposed to be mad. It is mentally ill that people are not, folks, the Associated Press reported on Thursday $118,000 is owned by every man, woman, and child in America just on the national debt. And that's what's currently owed. If you look at expenditures and commitments, it's more like $300,000. That was in the news. I already knew it, but to have them admitting it, no one's ever paying this off. They're going to debase the currency. There's no way out of that. They're going to devalue global currencies. I've got Goldman Sachs print-off, PDF, Goldman Economics paper number 196. This just came out yesterday, where they talk about global government, everything, and they say the new world currency will be an SDR, just a made-up digital money by the private banks that they will then loan to us. See, they get us in debt, they bankrupt us with fiat derivatives they sell us, then they come in, destroy our currencies, and say, we've got a new one that they just make up, and then we lose our credit rating, and we've got to pay them, instead of 5%, 20% for nothing. It'd be like if I went out in the parking lot and got some dirt out of the ground and came in and said, give me your whole country, because the currency is this dirt, and you bowed down and gave me your liberty, your freedom, your families, your sovereignty, everything for a pile of made-up SDRs that's backed up with our sweat, our blood, our tears. Folks, they raised taxes so bad this year. The CPA says they've gotten rid of all my tax exemptions, everything. I'm going to have to lay people off because I pay it because they'll come arrest me if I don't when it all goes to private offshore banks. I pay my taxes to the Federal Reserve Madoff crime syndicate. Arr!
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used pure soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Here's a Reuters headline. White House, flow rate of BP spill could increase by 20% during new operation. Oil coming up until August. So 46 days isn't enough for them. We're at day 41 right now. They say it'll be another 5 days till they try this new thing. People thought that might be 46 days. Now they're saying until August, 80 days. I mean, May's about to end, June. So it just goes on and on and on. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When governments fear the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. But I got FEMA on video teaching that he was a terrorist and bad, because they're terrorists. Mark Twain, I guess they call him a terrorist today as well. I am more concerned about the return of my money than the return on my money. Talking about the government. Look, North Korea is run by a lunatic, Kim Jong-il, and they are involved in provocations. But you notice Japan wants U.S. bases out. You notice that China is being pressured right now to raise the value of their currency because it's completely destroying what's left of our industrial base. And the U.S. troops have been there for 50-plus years. The North Korean regime is on the verge of collapsing. And I've looked at it. The torpedo guts that are left of the supposed torpedo, it's been confirmed now, is a German torpedo, not a North Korean or Chinese torpedo. And it's a perfect way to keep our troops there, a perfect way to menace Japan. And we've got Wayne Madsen joining us for just this segment. Next segment, I'll finish up with those callers that are holding and hit some other news. He worked for RCA as a government consultant on contracts for the National Security Agency. He later worked for the Naval Data Automation Command. He's reported for the Washington Post. The list goes on and on. CNN, you name it, just hundreds and hundreds of reports on national security issues. And he's really, over the years, turned out to be one of the best sources we've got in hindsight. And so here's one of the headlines. Attack against South Korean ship looks like a false flag operation. Here's another one from the WayneMadsenReport.com. Beijing suspects false flag attack on South Korean corvette. And so now we go directly to the man, Wayne Madsen, joining us from Washington, D.C. Wayne, break down what you believe has happened and what Beijing thinks.
Well, yes, Alex. What I'm hearing from Beijing is that when this incident first took place, Kim Jong-il, who, of course, is a Stalinist, just like his father was, but he's not a suicidal Stalinist. He was called to Beijing. He never flies because he's afraid somebody will take down his airplane. So he took the train from Pyongyang to Beijing. The Chinese asked him point blank, did you have anything to do with this? He said no. And they were reasonably assured that what he was telling was the truth. Now we know that, that this incident took place near this Pyongyang Island, which is a South Korean island, the westernmost part of South Korea, but it sits directly across from North Korean territory, heavily fortified North Korean territory. But on the South Korean Pyongyang Island, it's a U.S. South Korean military intelligence base. There are U.S. Navy SEALs present. There was this Eagle Foal exercise going on between the U.S. and South Korea. A civilian U.S. Navy ship, the USNS Salvador, was present. We just happened to have 16 deep sea divers on board when this incident takes place. And, of course, and now I'm hearing from Beijing that, of course, that when the incident first took place, of course, South Korea thought, well, maybe it was rough seas that caused the whole fracture. But their story has changed so many times from South Korea. Two things. The real target for this incident was Japan, because the new Japanese government of Prime Minister Hatoyama wanted the U.S. out of this marine base in Okinawa. They're only going to switch it now from Futenma to Camp Schwab. But, you know, they've had enough of these Marines raping little Japanese girls, 12-year-old girls on their way home from school. Well, this is going on time and time again, and I know it's Memorial Day, but although we honor our servicemen and those who gave their lives, we also have to remember not every serviceman we send abroad is a shining example.
Well, if we defend this type of raping children, which they've been convicted of over and over again, we then discredit them all.
Exactly, exactly. So Japan, the people of Okinawa have had enough of it. But what happened after this incident, the rise in tensions on the Korean Peninsula, Prime Minister Hatoyama, who represents the center-left government, was flipped. He was opposed to the base being moved to another part of Okinawa, and now he agrees with it. And it's caused a split in his own government. His social democratic partner resigned from the cabinet. And then we had this strange spectacle, and I got this from sources in Beijing, that Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, were both in Beijing together, and they were like acting like school kids at these bilateral meetings with the Chinese.
No, I saw the video. They were laughing and giggling and acting weird, and I have the Reuters quotes where Geithner told the Chinese, and I read the quotes in the last hour, so I won't do it again here. But the headline is Geithner tells Europe to emulate China on growth. And in the fourth and fifth paragraph, he says, look, the U.S. is out of money. The American people aren't going to be able to buy your goods anymore. We've maxed them out debt-wise. And so you better become sustainable and only trade with Europe. I mean, even if that was true, to have the Treasury Secretary running around saying America's a dead duck, I mean, are they trying to create a dump of the dollar? I mean, this evil elf is just a treasonous little moron.
Yeah, well, he looks like he just graduated from high school, and I would note that he's also heavily involved in these pickup basketball games, and after my week in Chicago, I'm beginning to think that may be a code word for something entirely different. But on South Korea, we now know that a large percentage of the South Korean population suspects their own government. President Lee Myung-bok this was a false flag. He's a right-winger. He came into office with the sole intention of ratcheting things up with North Korea. And what does North Korea have to gain from this? Nothing. The special economic zone that they were using to create to earn hard Western currency, all trade is stopped now. They're talking about sanctions. They had nothing to gain from this, absolutely nothing. And, of course, the South Korean right-wing regime has everything to gain, as did the U.S. with the Okinawa base in Japan.
What about this headline here out of the Times of London where Israel has Dolphin submarines with nukes off the coast of Iran?
Well, they've had two at any given time in the past. Egypt, of course, allows them to transit the Suez Canal from their port in Haifa. They've had at least one. Now three, obviously, this Israeli government is hell-bent on starting a war with the Iranians.
Well, I guess my question is this one, in the limited time. Why is it on the cover of the Times of London, you know, Israel deploys nukes off coast of Iran, whereas just a year ago it was taboo to admit that Israel had 400 high-tech weapons?
Well, we just had this interesting thing where the U.S. suggested that Israel join the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They rejected it. Now I think we're going to see maybe a little shift in the U.S. Policy of stating flat out that Israel has nuclear weapons. We know that the deal was done with South Africa. We have Shimon Peres' signature on the deal made with the apartheid regime in 75, where they agreed to share nuclear technology. So I think more and more, and they put Mordecai Vanunu back in prison, apparently. So every time the Israeli nuke issue comes up, they put their nuclear scientist, who's basically blown the whistle on it, they put him back in jail or under house arrest.
Well, it does look hypocritical saying Iran can't have nukes, peaceful reactors, but Israel can have high-tech weapon systems and the missiles to deliver it. But again, looking at this larger situation, what last week it came out that Obama at one level had said, please send your uranium for enrichment to Brazil, to France and Turkey, and we will, basically not attack you. And then when Iran said, okay, we'll ship our uranium out to make sure it's not weapons grade, then suddenly, oh, no, we can't do that anymore, showing there's a fight going on in the administration. WayneMadsenReport.com is the website. Our site's InfoWars.com. Wayne, thanks for coming on about the potential false flag on the Korean Peninsula.
You bet.
We'll be right back with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us and a lot more. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calvin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing
place down in Tennessee.
There's a place down in Tennessee.
Oh, where they make blue diamond.
Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans.
They sew pride in every stitch.
They sew pride in every stitch.
Guarantee you love the way they
guarantee
fit.
Guarantee you love the way they fit.
They sew a diamond gusset.
They put a diamond gusset in the crotch.
Where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out.
Ooh.
Diamond Gusset jeans.
Quality,
made
baby.
In USA with unparalleled quality.
You don't understand, folks. We worship this
jeans
commercial.
Combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence.
Yes, I know we're
order
live,
yours
listeners.
At gusset.com.
Gusset.com.
Diamond Gusset jeans got it.
Others don't.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
You know, I guess my problem is I've studied history. I know how hardcore vicious it is. I know how my ancestors braved hell on earth to build this country. On my dad's side, my mom's side, Mayflower. Battles in Texas, everything. And I know everybody around the world's fought for the little bit of freedom we've got. When we become a bunch of TV-watching jellyfish that don't know anything about how the world works, we're going to be robbed. Powerful interests are going to take what we got. It's real simple. So on Memorial Day, I want to say this. I love our veterans. I love this country. I love the red, white, and blue. But for those of you out there that claim you love it, you better go research what it really means and decide which side of history you're on. Because what this country's turned into and what our government does desecrates the red, white, and blue. It's the antithesis. It's the opposite of it. Oh, I'm angry. And I'm sick of traitors parading around with American flags wrapped around them. While they're doing everything they can to kill what that flag stands for. Ronaldo in New York City. Thanks for holding, Ronaldo. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Alex. So one thing about illegal immigration, like I live in New York City per se. After I got out the military back in, 2003, I noticed, a large influx of, Mexicans around New York City. Before, previously when I, joined the military, I didn't notice them. The majority of the Hispanic population in New York City is Dominican and Puerto Rican, just out of nowhere overnight. They're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm of Hispanic descent. My family came from Panama. My mother learned how to, speak the language. She learned English. She went to school. She became a nurse, and she instilled education, in us, And I'm successful now. But the one thing about welfare, do you see them shutting down that welfare system soon? So then the people that are on the government slave plantation will eventually riot after they cut off everybody's welfare.
Yes, that's part of the plan. But first, they want to totally break the borders down. That's why they're rushing to do it. They want to get as many people in here as they can. And again, if we didn't have welfare, it wouldn't matter if we had 30 to 40 million illegals because, you know, they're hardworking folks. In fact, they take these hardworking people, intelligent people, and they literally shove government on them and turn them into little globaloids. And that's why we've got to oppose it. I mean, can you imagine what 35, 40 million illegals, over 90% of them, voting to take our guns and bring in the world government? Look, it's simple. If the globalists are for something, we've got to be against it. And, yes, they're going to cut the welfare down to almost nothing once they fully implode the economy. That's the austerity we're hearing about. But first, they're going to get the unwashed masses, no matter, you know, what color they are, but poor. That's how the elitists call us, the unwashed masses, all of us. You have $1 million, you're unwashed to them. If you're not part of their club, part of their family. They want to sick the really poor welfare crowd on the middle class to totally socialize everything nationally. That's what globalism is. Then the internationalists sit offshore and have the money conduited to them. Okay, so that's what the New World Order is, where they set up a global government that selectively robs the middle class and then transfers the money to themselves, Ronaldo. I appreciate your call. And look, I mean, NAFTA, GATT, globalism, it hurts Mexico, it hurts the U.S., but it helps consolidate power. NAFTA and GATT destroyed Mexico. That's why they're all pouring up here. I don't blame them. The point is, I don't have the communication system to sit there and somehow deprogram these people. Just like I can't deprogram the average American. I mean, look, open borders is the key to bringing down the U.S., okay? It's a chopped off leg. We're bleeding to death. We got to put a tourniquet on it. We've got to fix it now, folks. Plus, look at American citizens. We're treated like trash. We have the book thrown at us. And then we don't get any respect. Because we're already here. We're already slaves. You know, they want to lure people here to be slaves. It's not just that the illegals are the new slave class. They are. But they're being brought in to join the slaves. Land of the slaves, home of the cowards. That's what the globalists think. I believe we're the land of the free, home of the brave. But look, Memorial Day isn't about John Wayne movies, folks. It's about learning what it is to be an American. Jonathan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a quick statement, only fitting for Memorial Day. Fighting the good fight alongside many others, not licking any boots. I'm on Ed Fox 777 YouTube, with two X's. Good movie to watch today. It's only fitting, Don't Tread on Me. That's for the screaming, drooling madman Chris Matthews for his 1984 propaganda-style film. He's coming in June. I just wanted to say that the elites, SNBC, and Chris Matthews is 100% underestimating all of us true patriots.
God bless you, Jonathan. You're awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, Don't Tread on Me on DVD, available at Infowars.com. States' rights, Constitution, democracy versus Republican, democracy versus a Republic form of government, Republican form of government. That doesn't mean Republican Party, folks. Relearn or learn for the first time what it is to be an American. It's an idea, not a race, not a color. It's an idea. Don't Tread on Me, available at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Jake in New York, you're on the air, sir. God bless you.
Wow, this is pretty crazy. I've been listening to you for a long time, and pretty cool to be on air now. I've waited a while.
Well, here you are. You're talking to the patriot baboon, Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, my girlfriend thinks you're really hot, too, by the way.
Okay, well, all right. I do not avoid women, Mandrake, but I do deny them my essence, as General Jack T. Ripper said. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I just read an article on the Times Online UK saying that this consulting firm in London is, I guess, advising the Greeks to leave the Eurozone and default on its debt.
Yeah, here it is.
And
go ahead.
And you got it right in front of you, but it's saying, Spain would follow suit, possibly Italy. I don't know. It would pretty much take the euro down and put
every, like, the Dow, I mean, how much would that drop?
That's what the Trilateral Commission said in the mid-70s, is that they would create the Asian Union, the European Union, the American Union. Those have all been in operation for at least 5 years, the euro longer. Again, the public doesn't even know that. But they have the Asian Union, American Union, and the European Union. Then they so we had Greg Pallas, top BBC reporter on, also ABC Nightly News reporter. And he said, you know, he met with some of the, you know, he listed the names, some of the founders of the euro, and they said, no, it's designed to take control of nations and rob them and implode them. So, see, the North American Union is about looting. The European Union is about looting. Asian Union is about looting. And then when they're done with those, they dissolve them, and the SDR is created, a global cashless system, where you'll still have regional currencies, but they'll be denominated in the SDR. And I was just showing folks earlier, watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, the Goldman Sachs announcement that globally they're all going to SDRs. So they're going to kill currencies one after the other. And it'll probably take 2-3 years to kill them all. But once they've done that, the bankers won't have to go in and have Federal Reserves anymore and have some connection to taxpayers and some connection to sovereignty. It'll just be the global government, as Gordon Brown said and as Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, said, global convention, a constitution of the top bankers, and then you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without their digital approval. So this is literally Antichrist-level control.
Can I get your opinion on something?
Sure, fast. We're almost out of time.
Okay. Can you give me your prediction on when pretty much everything is going to go to absolute hell?
Well, sir, we've already got 20-plus percent you know, real unemployment. Things are going to hell. Half the restaurants I try to go to are shut down now. I've doubled my audience every year, and in the past, when we doubled the audience, more revenue would come in. No, that doesn't happen. It's less revenue. It's the real economy is just this slow implosion. But if we don't reverse this, arrest the bankers, the default on the debt's the right way to go. They don't owe this debt. The bankers created thousands of times more assets than there is real things. And then they sucker you in a debt black hole that's impossible to pay back to always give them more, or they threaten to create a depression when you're already in a depression. It's like a boa constrictor that's killing you, saying, don't struggle or I'll suffocate you. If you don't struggle and get out, you're going to be suffocated. So it's squeezing you, going, psst, it's okay, psst, I'm your friend. I'm squeezing you, but if you don't resist, I promise I'll be nice. And so you relax and go, okay, banker bailout. And it squeezes you even tighter. It's like, there, see, I told you, I'm your friend. So I mean, these people aren't going to stop. Do you understand? We have to stop them. And to do that, we have to stop being liberals, stop being conservatives, and become patriots who understand the true geopolitical system. And after we beat the New World Order, we can decide what type of system we want. I'm sorry to Joshua, Joe, and Kevin. I'll be back live tomorrow on Tuesday if you want to call me on the weekday show, 11 to 3 Central. Get angry about freedom. This is the number one issue. Nothing else matters. If you don't have freedom, you have nothing. The engine of wealth is liberty. Great job, crew.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.